This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Next month, all Texas abortion clinics will have to meet tough new standards. They're part of the controversial abortion law that passed last summer. The new Dallas Planned Parenthood facility will be just one of seven clinics in the state that meet the new requirements. Kelly Hart is watching as workers put the finishing touches on the new South Dallas clinic.
Well, the main difference is that this building is larger. And this building is designed to perform a range of surgeries that we will not be performing in this building. Basically, we are here to be in compliance with the law.
That law outlines strict new standards for abortion clinics, specific hall and doorway sizes, ventilation and sterilization systems, even male and female locker requirements. Hart, who is the senior director of government relations for Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas, says to speed up the move, they purchased an existing surgical center and are essentially retrofitting it.
We didn't want to have to do it. Or if we were going to decide that we wanted to provide a larger range of services, which we might in the future decide to do, we would have wanted to do it on our own timetable.
Standing in a large hallway next to a nurse's station, Hart says this building is like a mini hospital. There are multiple waiting rooms, private exam rooms for sonograms, counseling, and recovery areas. Since 2011, getting an abortion in Texas has been a two-part process. First, a woman is required to have an ultrasound. Then she has to wait at least 24 hours for the procedure. And it has to be done by the same doctor who did the ultrasound. So many women have to find a place to stay overnight. And because the new rules are forcing a dozen clinics to close in Texas, travel is another obstacle.
We know that we will be one of fewer than 10 providers in the state that will still be open come September 1, but we don't know if women in other parts of the state will be able to come, the vast distances and the financial and travel challenges that it will take for them to come from their part of the state here to Dallas.
Which is why Planned Parenthood has set up a fund to help women pay for transportation and lodging, as well as contraception to plan and prevent unintended pregnancies. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.